Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Live from the Southern Bancorp studio in Oak Grove. It is the Eagle Hour. Kelly Sander, along with producer-engineer Dima Mixon, Bob Getty will be joining us a little bit later on. On the program today, color analyst for the Southern Miss Golden Eagle Radio Network, Lee Roberts, will be joining us to give his insight about the upcoming game this weekend against Alcorn. Bob Getty will be, as we mentioned, rejoining us a little bit later on. But we are paying tribute to our Southern Miss cheerleaders today. And with that, I say ready, okay. Because that's, you know, back in the old days, that's how you got cheers started. This first segment brought to you by Movie Star. They have been providing the best buffet menu, the best buffet food in the area for 25 years. Don't forget Movie Star right here on Old Highway 11 in the Oak Grove area. Proud to be a part of our Golden Eagle family, not only for the university, but for the Eagle Hour. Coach Ashton Jennings, a native of Heidelberg, Mississippi. She was a Heidelberg Academy Rebel. And then went on to Jones and Mississippi State. She's in her fourth year as coach of the Southern Miss cheerleaders. Coach, welcome. Tell us about this year's squad and back up the calendar to tell us how long you guys as a group have been getting ready for the opener this Saturday.
Okay, so this year we have a lot of kids from different states, really all across the country. I've got some here with me today from Louisiana, Tennessee. We've also got kids from Texas, New York, kind of all over now. We've recruited a lot recently. They've been working since tryouts in the very beginning of May. My kids who are out of state started sending in video submissions of all of our material and things from game days. We also practiced a few weekends over the summer, went to summer camp for the first time in a really long time, and are really excited about some new elements that we're going to bring to game days this year.
And we're going to talk to some of these fine young people in just a moment. But, Coach, when last time you guys were on the show, you had done great things at Nationals in Orlando, which actually, I can imagine, helps you a great deal in the recruiting process. Having Southern Miss cheerleading now on the map, how does that open things up for you to go into these other states and find really good athletes? And I want to stress that these cheerleaders are just as athletic as just about anybody on campus.
Absolutely. So I would just say that the process has flipped, where these kids here who are seniors, their first few years, it was a lot of outreach on our part, you know, just traveling and messages, calling, just trying to make connections with kids from other parts of the country. And now we have probably four or five hundred kids that are on our current recruitment list that are reaching out to us daily, and we're just honestly trying to keep up with the messages and calls and those kind of things.
Speaking of calls, yeah, we had Dr. Travis Higa, who is the director of the marching band, on not long ago, and they talked about how they start coming up with ideas, you know, 6 months in advance. When you do different shows every year, what do you take into consideration before you decide, okay, we are going to do this, we're not going to do this, what we did last year? And how do you make those decisions? Take us through that process.
Every year definitely builds on the year before. Like at tryouts, I would say my team could probably already do the things from the year before's team. And my kids are pretty eager to just get into the gym and get new skills, new reps, and things like that. And I kind of base it off of what they're doing and the things that they're the most interested in. With social media these days, you can see what every college is doing every practice of the week, because everyone's posting skills, and they do a lot of research themselves and find skills that they want to be good at. They all want to be the best. So, like I said, it's a group effort.
So they do have some input as to what goes in, perhaps. Maybe some things you hadn't even thought of, huh?
Probably they have more input on my team than other teams give athletes input, just because that's kind of who I am as a person. I believe the more brains, the better, and just teamwork as a whole. So, yes, they do have a lot of autonomy when it comes to really everything. I trust my captains, and I tell my newcomers that, like, if you're a returner on my team, you've completely earned my trust, and it takes a lot for you to, I guess, make it a few years maybe throughout my program. So once you've kind of major place here. You have a mark and you do have a say.
And all except one of the Golden Eagle cheerleaders here today is a captain, including one of those is Olivia Breland, who is a graduate of a 2023 graduate of Oak Grove High School. So Olivia, I'm going to put you on the spot here. So if I say OG, you're supposed to say,
you know.
Yeah, okay, you're legit. Yeah. You pass. All right, so tell us about your cheerleading background, Olivia, and how you got started, and then what made you want to go beyond high school.
Yeah, so I started like just in kindergarten really cheering. I've been cheering for probably like 15 years, honestly. But I would say my very competitive like cheerleading started in high school. I started cheering at Oak Grove as a sophomore, and they were very competitive and still are now. And they're like way higher than what I was when I was there, which we were still good, but they build every year. And we won game day when I was there. We won state. We won traditional. And then when I graduated, I actually didn't want to cheer. I did, but I didn't. I just didn't think about it as much. And so I was like, well, I'm going to Southern Miss. I might as well go to a clinic and try out. And so when I first got here, it was definitely a totally different team. There were about how many?
20,
like 20 people on the team, maybe. It was a totally different skill level, I would say. We had another coach then. Ashton was here as an assistant. And then later that year, she became the head coach. And then from there, we just went up, like, all throughout the years.
So. Now, we've talked about the athleticism of a group as the cheerleaders. But did you have any other competitive sports experience other than cheer growing
up?
Yeah,
well, when I was younger, I played soccer for a few years. And then my mom told me to pick one. So... I had to pick cheer.
Well, they wanted to see you at home every once in a while.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I had to pick cheer. I had to go with it. I feel like it was just very natural to me, and it's always been. So.
Now, you said you've been cheering since the time you were like 5 years old, but
yes.
How old were you really when it really started to sink in and that you actually knew what you were doing as a cheerleader?
Probably like 14, I would say, because younger it was just like, oh, cheer. But 14 years old, we started getting like very competitive, and it was like a sport. And I was very athletic then. And we started like in high school, we were running miles and all that in high school. So it became a lot very fast.
Oh, see, I'm checking out when you talk about running miles. I'm out. Emily Chaplin is from the New Orleans area. She's a captain on this team as well. Emily, we welcome you to the Eagle Hour. Tell us about how you got to be a captain and what that job entitles. I mean, what do you have to do as a captain on this cheer squad?
So basically, we just have to help, like, be Ashton's right man, like, wing person, and help her with anything she needs. And we have to help, like, get the team ready for practice through stretching, make sure everyone has, like, no jewelry on, the bright practice clothes, their miles ran, and just ready for practice.
So how does competitive cheer, because we've talked about the national things that go on in Orlando, compared to, like, the game day experience that Southern Miss fans will see this Saturday when they open the season against Alcorn?
So when we compete, we also compete like a game day routine, which brings in the sideline aspect of cheer, where we get to do a fun timeout routine, which we incorporate on game days just to help get the crowd hyped up.
So what can we expect to see this weekend? Anything that's just going to – it's all going to knock our socks off, but anything in particular, any new jumps, new stunts, those sorts of things?
Well, when we went to camp this summer, we got to learn fun pyramids and fun new baskets and stuff that if you keep your eye out, you might see them on the sideline this weekend.
Now, pyramid, I think we can all envision, but when you say baskets, what are we talking about?
It's basically three people just throwing a girl in the air, and she does a fun little flip. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, there's got to be a lot of trust involved there, too.
Yes, definitely.
The coaches talk about having chemistry. There better be chemistry on a cheer squad, because if they throw you up, because they're going up, what, 20 feet in the air, or am I exaggerating?
At least.
And somebody's got to come down and catch you all.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of trust there between a flyer and her bases.
Okay, and when you went to try out, tell us, you know, making that decision, I'm going to go for it. Of course, you've been on the team a while, but when you initially tried out for college, any reservations at all? So I'm going to go for this.
When I tried out for college, it was kind of like a spontaneous decision because I had grown up doing competitive gymnastics, and my dream was always to do gymnastics in college. But then I got hurt, and my gymnastics coach was like, oh, you should try to go to cheer clinics. So I did, and then I was like, I guess I'll just try out and see where it goes. And then I made it, and it was the best decision I could have ever made.
We're going to take a commercial break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to meet Annie Phillips, who is a freshman on this team from Germantown, Tennessee. And not to be outdone, the guys are represented today, too, by Carter Kilpatrick, who is a graduate of West Jones High School. Coach talked about how all these cheerleaders are from all over the country. Southern Miss is on the map, cheerleading-wise, and we're going to get to talk to those athletes when we return. Dima Mixon takes over the microphone when the Eagle Hour continues after these commercial messages.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products and full auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98, west in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire West and Eagle Tire. Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. Also want to remind you about Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis, Sudans, and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealerships. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We're going to continue our conversation here with the Southern Miss cheerleaders, and we're going to bring on a freshman, Annie Phillips, all the way from Germantown, Mississippi. Now, Annie, I just want to ask you, what about Southern Miss? You know, when Germantown is not very close from here, I'm assuming. So, talk to me about your journey here to Southern Miss and how you're liking it so far.
Yes. So a little bit of backstory of how I ended up at Southern Miss was both of my grandparents actually were a part of the cheer team here. They ended up being stunt partners. And then my mom and dad ended up coming here as well for college. And they met here. And every time I came on campus with them, it just felt natural. It felt like it was a home that I felt I could see myself grow at. And then I got the opportunity to talk to Coach Ashton at a junior preview day. And it really opened my eyes to the cheerleading program. And now I'm here, and I'm super excited, and I love it.
So a third-generation Golden Eagle there. So you're almost like exactly what, you know, Southern Miss wants to do every time, you know, we go over there, at least when I was in college there. They would be like, you know, make sure your kids come back. So, all right, talk to me about, you know, preparing for the first football game this Saturday. I mean, what goes into that preparation? I was hearing your coach earlier talk about we have some surprises, some different things we're going to try. So don't give it away because we want our fans, you know, to continue to go to the games. But give us a little, you know, a little taste, a little sneak peek into that.
Yes. Yeah, so we've been practicing for a while now on game day stuff. Sometimes you'll catch us cheerleaders in our dorm rooms practicing stuff that we know we need to know, like the back of our hand. So just simple things as that is like taking time out of your own time to like go and practice stuff that you know you need to for game days, as well as getting into the gym for extra hours and just doing all the extra, going the extra mile to do those things to get ready.
It really is, I mean, a full-time job almost, right?
It
I mean,
is.
I think people don't understand that, you know, when you go to a game, you see the cheerleaders on the sideline cheering, you're just like, oh, you know, they're just there on Saturdays. But this is something you dedicate your everything in college to, right?
Yes, we do. And that's, like, a big role in it. And, of course, if, like, especially us being D1 athletes, like, it's definitely a handful, but it's really just about time management and figuring out what you care most about and where you want to put your time and effort into.
All right, talk to me about your grandparents and parents. You know, they came here to Southern Miss. Tell me about that story and, you know, When did your grandparents graduate, if you remember? Then when did your parents, and then now when is your graduation year?
Yes, so my grandparents graduated in 76, and then I'm not 100% sure when my parents graduated, but I'll graduate in 2030. So wow. It's a long time, but I'm excited.
Awesome. We also have Carter Kilpatrick here, and he's from Laurel. And man, I mean, some people don't understand, dude. The guys have an important role in the cheerleading business. You got to, you know, hold these girls up when they're doing their flips and things like that. But talk to us how important it is, you know, to have strong men on the cheerleading team.
It is extremely important to have strong men on the cheer team, just because not only do you have to hold up a human in the air, sometimes it's for an extended amount of time, and that's really hard to do. But we're also expected to flip, and the bigger you are, the harder it is to flip. So that's super important as well. And we have 4 workouts a week that we submit from the time of tryouts to the first week of school. There are 4 workouts a week, mandatory. And then once school starts, we have 4 practices a week and then 3 additional workouts on top of that. So if we're not eating or working out, we're trying to sleep somewhere between there. But yeah, super important to have big guys.
Well, talk to me about your background, man. I mean, you know, why did you choose Southern Miss? You know, what has it been like since you've been here? And you're a senior, correct?
Graduated in May.
Graduated in May. Okay, so graduate. Okay, gotcha. All right, so talk to me about your journey and just kind of how your time at Southern Miss has been.
All righty. Well, I played junior college football my freshman year, and that wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. So I was been an athlete my whole life, wanted something to do to continue that. The cheer coach in my junior college asked me to come to practice. I told her no, I wasn't interested. One of the guys come in, made a bet with me. I lost, had to go to practice. Turned out to be super fun.
That's awesome.
Long story short, they turned to all girl, so they didn't need guys that
gotcha.
Year.
Yep.
And so I thought that my hopes were up. You know, I was just going to go be a normal college student. Well, my mom takes a Coach Ashton because we're cousins, and she said, come try out at Southern. So I started going to Southern's open practices in March before their tryouts in 2023 and made the team. Since then, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish I would have cheered in high school so that I would have been better when I got here. But yeah, it's super fun. It's you're lifting weights with girls. I mean, you get to wear shorts to practice. You don't have to wear football pads and cleats and stuff. So
right.
Super fun.
Yeah. And what would you say is kind of one of your favorite, I guess, I don't know the term for it, but what is one of your favorite things that you guys do, such as, I'm going to butcher the term, so I'm not even going to try, but you know what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, you're good. My favorite thing is 100% stunting.
Okay, so just walk us through what that is.
That's you and your stunt partner. Y'all go to counts. You grab her around the waist or hips or whatever, throw her in the air, catch her feet. There is 1,000 different things that she can do from the ground to your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the easier ones are super fun. Those are the ones y'all going to see at games, you know, that are not going to fall, that look good and clean. The harder stuff, where they have to do all kind of junk before they land in your hands, that's what we compete, because obviously the harder it is, the better it scores.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's,
I mean,
like him throwing a girl and her doing a backflip, then landing in his hands above his head, or
right.
spinning twice, or so, a flip and a spin before she hits his hand.
So do you have to eat with any of these 3 beautiful ladies who are in here? Do you have one that's easiest to do it with of them, or are they all kind of the same?
So these beautiful ladies here with me are not flyers.
Okay.
They're bases. But I do stunt with my girlfriend. She's on the team. We met at Southern. She's my favorite one to do it with.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why. She's the favorite one. Coach, I mean, you know, when you think about, you know, what this year entails, I mean, what would you say is you're most excited for this season?
I think that this season I'm really, really excited to see the team as a whole, because I've chosen so many of them myself now. The 3 of them here, Olivia, Emily, and Carter, are the only three that are still on the team from the time I took over. So I think just getting to see, like I said, the team that I've chosen and what all they can do is really exciting for me.
I know I asked Annie this, but I wanted to ask you this. You know, you kind of teased a little bit of new things that fans might see this year. Could you maybe tease that for us a little bit more in depth, I guess?
Absolutely. So you're going to need to be looking like really high into the air for tosses and new skills that we're doing. Like Carter mentioned, there's all kinds of things once we throw them that they can do, flipping and spinning wise. And then our pyramids are a lot different from just high school football games because we can build three people on top of each other instead of just two. So those elements are super cool. At camp, we learned some timeout routines and things like that that combine a bunch of different skills kind of flying everywhere. So yeah, we cheer in front of the student section and on the other side of the field, which is we call the parent side. We have all-girl one side, co-ed the other side, and then at halftime they switch sides. So be looking at that end of the south end of the field.
Annie, is Mr. Carter here one of the easier guys to handle on the team?
I mean, I feel like all the guys bond with us girl cheerleaders pretty well. We all mix in really well. I mean, Carter's a great leader. I've looked up to him these past couple months, and yeah.
You feel like, because it is a team, right? Like, I mean, that's an important part that all of you guys gel together very well, and you all are very close in relationship, and it's just like, you know, our listeners who see a football team, a basketball team, this is a very interlocked group, Coach.
Very much, and their roles are very different at the same time. Like, I would say Carter is really structured. He wants everyone on the same page at all times, which is extremely important. Emily, I would say discipline. If I could describe her, that's what her main focus is, and making sure that, you know, everyone's going in outside or just being the most disciplined they can be in every area. Liv, to me, looks at the whole, like what our team comes off as to the public eye. And my captains are just, like I said, they're all have different areas, different components that they bring to the table, and we couldn't do it with just one kind of person.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you all guys out there, and we'll be cheering you on as you cheer the Golden Eagles on. That was Carter, Kilpatrick, Olivia, Breland, Emily. I'm going to butcher your last name.
Chaplin,
excuse me. I can't read Kelly's handwriting. I'm going to blame it on that. Annie Phillips and, of course, Coach Ashton Jennings, coaching her fourth season at Southern Miss. We'll be right back on the other end of this break with Lee Roberts, and I think we'll find Bob and Kelly somewhere out there. We'll go wake them up. But we'll be right back on this weekday's edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Let's go between the lines and break down Southern Miss football.
Exclusive analysis sponsored by Hancock Whitney Bank.
At Hancock Whitney, we know strong communities are built through teamwork, dedication, and tradition, the same values that define Southern Miss athletics. I'm Daniel Stewart, business banker at Hancock Whitney. We're proud to support Eagle Hour and the student athletes, alumni, and fans who make Golden Eagle Nation so special. Whether you're buying a home, growing your business, planning for retirement, or simply looking for a trusted financial partner, our team is here to help you every step of the way. Hancock Whitney, your dream, our mission. Proud to support Southern Miss. To the top.
All right, let's go. Tuesday breakdown of Southern Miss football with Lee Roberts, former quarterback, of course, color analyst for the radio network. Always happy to have our good friend Lee on the show. And Lee, going to be good to have you back all year. Here it is, game week. It's hard to believe, right?
It really is, man. Time flies, I guess, when you're having fun or not much going on. So
yeah.
It's hard to believe football season is back. I'm super excited it's back. Looking forward to this this new season, this new era in Blake Anderson, and I really try to find out what we have, honestly.
Yeah. I guess there's good news and bad news with the quarterback situation. It does appear that the young man we think will be the starter may or may not play Saturday due to that hand injury. But on a positive side, you do have two kids in the quarterback room that have both taken snaps, and that's just a lot better scenario than if you had a backup that, you know, would be thrown in for the first time, right?
No, I agree. I mean, I think Coach Anderson is excited about the quarterback room. Obviously, you hate for anybody to be injured going into week one, but if we do or don't get to see Ethan Hampton, we'll get an opportunity to see Landry Liddy or John White, maybe both, maybe all three, who knows? But I think anytime you have young guys competing, it breeds success. And, yeah, John White's got a little bit of experience. Liddy has a little more. Obviously, Ethan Hampton, not a ton last year, you know, but he's the most experienced in the room. But whoever it is that lines up under center on Saturday, we'll just have to wait and see what this offense can do with that quarterback at the helm.
Not only has college football on the field evolved, Lee, because of that, it has also evolved in the broadcast booth. You see, sometimes play-by-play guys will have all these sheets taped up all over, and I've never really been able to understand that, because how can you reference all those sheets that are taped up all over the wall? But can you take us through how you prepare for a season, in particular the new era of college football where rosters change every year?
You know, you take it one week at a time. Obviously, this roster now has been intact since last spring. Most of these guys have a spring under the belt and now summer as well. And so, you know, me as an analyst, I try to just be around the program as much as possible. It's tough with a full-time job outside of athletics as well, but try to make it to practice when I can. Obviously, just studying player bios, trying to get as much info as you can about them. And then obviously going into week one, you really just want to kind of know who's your two deep, who possibly are guys that are going to be on the field when you show up to broadcast. And you just try to know as much as about those guys, about their past, what they do well, what they don't do well, scenarios that will help them be successful, and you just kind of go from there. But you learn a lot in week one, and then you kind of take that to week two, and with a new roster, it may take you a couple of weeks before you really get to know these guys extremely well.
You know, I personally don't care to know where they've been the past two or three seasons, because it doesn't really matter. You know, they're here now. And I think, and Bob, you alluded to it last weekend in some of the week zero games, that broadcasters spent half of their time just talking about all the different schools that these kids have been to. And what does it matter at this point? I'm just throwing that out for discussion.
Yeah. Damon?
No, I agree. I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, I've seen it in every sport that I've covered, that, you know, now that with the way the transfer portal is, kids are coming in from other universities, other colleges, 4-year, 2-year, whatever. But you're right. When they get on campus, they have to put that other team behind them, and, you know, they're now wearing the black and gold. And as a fan, as a broadcaster, that's what you want to look for as well, is, you know, what are they going to do with this team going forward? You know, as far as reference points, fans like to kind of hear where they came from, what have you. But you're right. Don't spend a whole lot of time there on that. But they're now Golden Eagles, and that's what we're going to cover.
The depth chart was released yesterday, Lee. I just totally blanked on exactly what I was about to ask. But I was curious if you saw the depth chart and took anything away from it. I noticed one thing was, you know, as far as the quarterback position that we were talking about earlier, Ethan Hampton and Landry Liddy both on the top of the line, and then John White kind of not even in discussion to be, you know, playing. So I wonder if that's something that was kind of stood out to you. Anything that you took away necessarily from the depth chart that was released yesterday?
Well, I know John White's, you know, he and Liddy both, two guys that were on the roster last year. He's had a good offseason. You know, I would say going in, 1, 2, 3 is about how they came out, as I expected. You know, I felt like Hampton would be the guy. I felt like Liddy would be the backup. But I feel like John White's still a young guy that's got a bright future. You know, I hope he continues to stay with the program, because I think he can do some things. I think he might just need one extra year. You know, so I hope we do get to see him a little bit on Saturday to see if he has improved from last year. And I see how well he fits into Blake Anderson's offense. But really no surprises as far as the depth at the quarterback room. It came out like I thought it would for sure.
In a, other than the win-loss, which obviously we're expecting a big Eagle win on Saturday, Lee, give me two things that you think the Eagles need to accomplish, besides winning the game, of course.
I mean, I think they've got to be able to establish the line of scrimmage, whether it be on offense or defense. You know, can those guys get a push up front, open some holes, and can they protect the quarterback? That's one thing you want to see in week one. Can they do it? And then on the defensive side, can they put pressure on the quarterback? So I want to see some dominance at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And then something else I want to see, I want to be able to see us throw the football down the field. If it's Hampton, he probably isn't going to air it out much. But once those other guys get in there, I'd love to see us try to stretch the field vertically just to see some of that talent out wide, because I feel like we do. I feel like we've got some young guys out wide that have some talent and some skill.
In the old days, people associated with the Nasty Bunch were the team that blitzed a lot and really brought pressure lots of times to the quarterback. What type of identity do you expect that this defense will present itself to the fans?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that this team's going to probably show a whole lot on the defensive side. There's some things that they do want to see and, you know, obviously try to figure out, but I don't think they're going to show too much in week one. I think what you'd see in week two and three would be a little bit more than what you'd see on Saturday, but I do feel like it's a team that's going to put pressure on the edge. They've got some guys in the middle that can blitz. They can also back up into the coverage as well. But I want to see on the back end. How are we on the back end? And again, that's kind of where we've been talented in the past, but I feel like teams try to pressure us down the field as well. So I really want to see how well we play in that back end.
Lee, are you buying that it'll really be the third game of the year before you can analyze what kind of football team this is? You figure to beat Alcorn, you figure to be a big underdog, you know, at an SEC school. But UConn presents, I think, sort of an even balance, and we think that's a really key game. Your thoughts?
I mean, I think it is. I mean, obviously there's some things you want to see your team do in week one against a SWAC-type team. And then in week two, there are some things you want to see early on your team do. But, yeah, I feel like a UConn team that comes in here probably a little more evenly matched than the first two opponents that we'll face. So I think that's going to be a big factor in the first quarter of the year. Like I said, week one, hopefully you can come away with a win. Week two, you want to just go compete. And then week three, you really want to see where you are.
Yeah. All right, well, now the football's starting and you take it on your second job, are you going to back off humiliating people at the pickleball courts here around town?
we've got to talk about pickleball every week, I know. it will. I will back off a little bit of pickleball. I'll try to take it easy on some folks, I guess, but it is my exercise as well. So yeah. I try to have a little fun, a little competition, and get a little exercise at the same time.
Hey, real quick, we're out of time. You mentioned exercise. I got to tell you this, Lee. This is going to shock you. I walked in Anatomy's Fitness Club yesterday afternoon to work out, and I found a sweating Kelly Santer. Now, he says he was on the machines. I don't know. Maybe he was in the sauna. But nevertheless, Kelly Santer sweating at Anatomy's. Can you believe that, Lee?
Well, I mean, I think we always sweat walking from our car to the building. So just kind of clarify a little bit there. But maybe he was on a machine. Maybe he's trying to get a little work in. So
look,
I'm proud of you, Kelly.
Look at Lee Roberts throwing a little shade. I love it. I love it.
All right, my friend. We look forward to your call Saturday afternoon and having you on the show each and every Tuesday.
That sounds good. Looking forward to it as well.
All right. The great Lee Roberts, everybody. Wonderful guy. Great football player. And color analyst for the Golden Eagle Network. All right. We'll be right back.
Big
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Still kind of angry that you ran me out of the studio when the cheerleaders were here, Center, but that's okay.
We only have so many mics to go around, Bob.
Bob was the first one out. Hey, 4th Street Bar and
How about Forest Health?
How about Forest Health? That's what I was trying to say. Reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you're always the most important player. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health will help you with expert medical care closer to home. It is the last segment, and that's when we talk about Marty Vick. At Jewel Masters, that's where you go for your gold and silver if you want to exchange that for cash. Marty's been doing it longer than anybody, so check him out. Jewel Masters is right across the street from Academy Sports on Highway 98. And, Kelly, it's football season. It's time to get in touch with Dickie's Barbecue.
Well, you're almost running out of time.
Yeah.
Because if you're all set for the tailgate party this weekend, you're not unless you've talked to the folks at Dickie's and leave all the catering to them. Whether it's five people or 500, they can take care of you with a wide variety of side dishes that you're bound to be the hit of the party. So don't miss out on any of the fellowship. Leave the tailgating to Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Smoked here, loved everywhere.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it is that time of the year. Football's hard to believe, guys. Football's right here.
And tomorrow, Stats McGee.
Yeah.
Regular visitor on this
program.
Yes,
and I should point out that we're going to be at the Bocoma Casino over in Sandersville on Thursday and at MCS Home Center out in Bellevue on Friday.
And Bocoma will be busy on Thursday because there are some college games this week that start on Thursday, and I think the college week goes all the way through either Sunday.
Monday
night, okay. Because Hottie Toddy, I think the Rebels play, what, Sunday night?
Sunday night, and then I don't even know who plays on Monday. And then, you know, NFL starts next Wednesday.
That's right.
So. What do you think about that Ole Miss-Louisville matchup Sunday night?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a neutral site game, you know, always kind of has a weird
– It's in Nashville, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. I think Louisville's actually going to be pretty decent.
I think it should be competitive.
Yeah.
But see, I don't spend a lot of time studying the Ole Miss football program, but from all indications, I hear their defense is going to be better, but nobody – and you got your 12th year quarterback back. So there should be no reason why Ole Miss shouldn't be right up there in the top two or three in the SEC, but they're not getting that kind of love.
Yeah, it's just their schedule. Their schedule is bonkers how hard it is because they have to, you know, I think they go to Texas, they host Georgia, they go to Florida, they go to Oklahoma. I mean, their schedule is, and then they host Georgia. So they have an absolute brutal, and then LSU, of course. That's like six games. They could lose all six of those games.
I mean, you can love or hate the SEC, and we're not huge SEC fans around here, obviously. But, buddy, I'm going to tell you what, that's brutal.
Yeah. It's not as brutal as the Big Ten, but it is pretty tough.
It's still
tough.
Brutal, isn't it? Yeah.
Now,
he had to get that in there. Did you notice that right there?
Yeah, it's a bunch of fake teams.
Yeah, Purdue in the Big Ten is going to scare a lot
of people. Yeah, like Vanderbilt and Kentucky scare a lot of people, too.
Well, that's true,
Arkansas,
too.
Mississippi State.
Yeah. Wow, those really are scary. Yeah, man, the SEC is so deep.
Well, you know, the SEC is deep at the top part of the SEC when it comes to
perhaps
football.
You know, their runner-up got obliterated by Indiana last year, but we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, no, you're right. I do tend to agree with Dima. I think overall the Big Ten from top to bottom is the toughest league now.
You won't win a Big Ten SEC debate with me.
But there will be people on your social media posts.
I'm sure they will
debate it with you all day long.
I'm sure they will. People love getting on my social media and adding me for
It's gotten
stuff.
Worse since you got on this show.
I know. I'm starting to think, what does this show benefit me, really?
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he just said?
There are plenty of other people that he can be replaced with.
No, that's a joke.
he's just waiting, Bob, God to call us home. He says it's just a matter of time.
Then it's going to be the Eagle Hour with Dima Vick.
That's right.
That's exactly.
So the Eagles scheduled to practice this afternoon at 4:00. It looks like there's a chance of rain. What?
Yeah, I'll probably hold off.
Do they practice in the rain, Dima, if it gets to that?
probably. I mean, it probably depends on the rain itself. Because, I mean, it's kind of the problem of not having that closed practice facility like a lot of other Sun Belt teams do have.
But I mean,
I figured they could play on the turf if it rained.
But if the game, if it's raining during the game, they're going to play unless there's lightning.
Well, they really do need.
But they don't want to. They don't want to tear up that practice field.
Well, that's true.
They do need them, and they need an indoor practice facility. They've needed that for years. That probably should be the very next project at Southern Miss, I would think.
But when you and sometimes we've been critical of things. But really, when you look at what they're doing to the Pete now, what they've done at the soccer complex, even, which would be considered a minor sport. I mean, they're really paying attention to facilities. I don't know if we'll live long enough to see the renovated green, but that's taking place as well.
Has there been any work going on lately, Dima, that you can report on?
Comment on that.
I have it.
I'll get at it on social media again.
I have it on good authority that Kelnack may have something to say about it.
Kelnack will be here, we understand.
Where's the music?
On Friday.
Friday,
right?
Yes. Kelnack on Friday.
Now, have Hank Lawton then made accommodations for Hump?
Hump will stay here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Hump loves it at Corner Market. We tie him up to the Coke machine. The kids come up, pet him, what have you. And just don't forget the shovel. We forgot the shovel last year. You know what that's for.
Man, so we have a jam-packed show on Friday. Is that a two-hour show or 1 hour?
No, it's 1 hour.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have to hustle, aren't we?
We're going to have Kelnack picks, players, and the remote.
Yeah.
It's what we do.
Action-packed this show is.
I'm telling you. Makes you want to tune in each and every
Only
day.
About 10% of it's informative, but it is jam-packed.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.